Today, I want to talk about mind noise. Inspiration is the opposite to mind noise. Mind noise is worry, introspection, anger, so it's emotion, frustration, confusion, uncertainty. I think there's always noise in the mind. It's always making some sort of noise. There's always some thought taking place. When that thought is toward a certain thing, we don't call it mind noise, we call it manifestation. When thoughts are going from one thing to another thing, we call it mind noise. When the thoughts are annoying, in other words, they bite back on us, they make us confused or uncertain or frustrated, we know it's not healthy. Now, you can take the energy in a laser beam and take the same energy and put it in a big furnace and it's diffused. Same energy, just diffused. So mind noise is simply diffused thinking, and laser beam thinking is manifestation. So the question you're going to have is, how do you turn confusion, worry, anxiety, frustration, all these things, how do you turn them into laser beam focus? We know that a person who has too much time on their hands will become slothful and become lazy. So one of the things we do know about mind noise is that a vacant mind, or someone with nothing to do, someone with no time limit on what they're doing, will have a playground in their head where mind noise will be fertile. It'll be a fertile environment for mind noise. So number one, to not have mind noise, depression, melancholy, confusion, all these things, grief, you need something to think about that you want to bring about. And we say it very clearly. Think about what you want to bring about. At least that brings the mind into the right lane in the swimming pool. The second part of this mind noise thing is to realize that a lot of it is stubbornness. We rigidly hold on to something thinking that if we apply ourselves and we just keep thinking like this, the solution will come. That's not necessarily wise, and one of the things that I suggest to people is always have some sort of a coach, a paid coach, someone you run through stuff with to reduce, if not eliminate, mind noise. The third thing which I'm going to talk about right now is a trick I use. When I'm worried about something, or I have uncertainty about something, like the future or a presentation I'm going to give, or what I should give in a presentation, or what I should speak about, or whether I should do a video today or not, or whether I need to go for a swim or not, I limit the alternative to what I'm thinking about to one other thing. So in other words, I never have more than two options. Now, you can split two into two and that one of those two into another two, and you can have a very big mind map. But at the very simple and the most powerful level, I need two options. Go or don't go, or buy or don't buy, or do it or don't do it. And I have those two options, and what I do is I create a box in which I've got the fors and againsts and the fors and againsts. In other words, do it, what's the benefit, what's the drawback? Don't do it, what's the benefit, what's the drawback? Buy a white one, what's the benefit, what's the drawback? Buy a green one, what's the drawback, what's the benefit? So I split things into the way the mind thinks. because most self-argument, debate, confusion, uncertainty, unknowing comes from the left side and the right side of the brain. They really don't exist, but it's the way we talk. The one that wants to create something and have instantaneous gratification now, and the other part of it wants to create something and have long-term benefit later. And these two sides of the brain compete, or two parts of our brain, or two areas of the brain compete to deliver the best option. And I don't want either of those sides to win. I want those sides to come to truce, which will be confusion. So my ideal place is in thinking about things in order to cause the a reduction in mind noise is to become ambivalent. Now, ambivalence is the most perfect place to be when you're buying something, doing something, choosing something, deciding on something. Now, this goes against the grain, doesn't it? Because you hear people all the time saying you've got to be enthusiastic, you've got to be inspired about it, you've got to be really go for it, you've got to be passionate about it. And I think there's a big, big, big difference between doing something from a point of view of an ambivalence, which means there's benefits and drawbacks to doing it left and right. There's sort of like a null hypothesis. It comes to a zero sum. And then choosing to do it, now you can put the enthusiasm in. You throw yourself into whatever you do, 90%, never 100. But I think if you get passionate, quite often that passionate and that enthusiasm comes from thinking there's a lopsided benefit. There's more benefits for going left or for taking that job or doing this thing than drawbacks. There's more drawbacks to doing something else than benefits. And this thinking really creates a childish and a very immature approach to self-leadership, self-management, and certainly will take you way off track in the long term. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.